This is the parallax for Friday, July 24th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with trade policy and a bold move from the Trump administration. Late Thursday, the White House announced tariffs of 10% to 12.5% on more than 80 countries, timed to take effect at 12:01 a.m. Friday as a temporary global tariff program expired. The administration cited forced labor provisions as legal authority, a move designed to circumvent a February Supreme Court ruling that struck down earlier tariffs. How outlets covered this differs sharply. NPR reports the new tariffs cover 60 countries accounting for 99% of U.S. imports, citing the administration's claim that trading partners haven't adequately enforced bans on forced labor goods. The Guardian, by contrast, emphasizes the bewilderment from U.S. allies and notes Democrats have criticized this as an end run around the Supreme Court and Congress. Axios frames it as the White House's determination to sustain its tariff agenda by turning to new legal authorities as earlier ones face judicial challenges. Meanwhile, allies including the UK, EU, Australia, and Singapore immediately protested. Singapore's top diplomat stated there was no economic justification for the tariffs on the city-state and said Singapore seeks to avoid becoming collateral damage in broader U.S. trade policy. Turning to a more volatile situation, Congress took action Thursday on the Iran conflict. The House voted 214 to 208 to pass a Democratic-led war powers resolution directing President Trump to end military operations in Iran. Four Republicans joined every Democrat in supporting the measure: Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Tom Barrett of Michigan, Warren Davidson of Ohio, and Thomas Massey of Kentucky. The vote reflects growing GOP unease with the war, though the measure is largely symbolic and carries no force of law. Axios reports this is Congress's second successful rebuke of Trump's Iran war effort and reports exclusively that Trump told them he is close to a decision on a massive attack. The Guardian raises a troubling detail. The Pentagon's official casualty list removed four soldiers who died during renewed fighting over the weekend, reducing the listed total from 18 to 14, despite those names appearing in a prior Pentagon press release. Fox News reports its own polling showing 56% of voters oppose U.S. military action against Iran, and that Trump's conflict approval rating has hit a record low of 34%. Al Jazeera reports the U.S. has spent more than $37.5 billion on the Iran war so far. Iran rejected a ceasefire proposal brought by Iraqi Prime Minister Ali al-Zaidi, and the U.S. military has now completed 13 consecutive nights of strikes against Iranian targets. In a press freedom win, the Justice Department backed down Thursday. The Trump administration withdrew subpoenas demanding grand jury testimony and phone records from three New York Times journalists after sharp questioning from U.S. District Judge Arun Subramanian, who indicated he would have granted the Times' motion to block them. The reporters had covered security concerns surrounding Trump's use of a $400 million jet gifted by Qatar as an Air Force One replacement. NPR reports this was the latest in a series of press freedom disputes during the Trump administration, while The Guardian notes Judge Subramanian indicated he would have sided with the Times if the Justice Department had not withdrawn. Axios reports the withdrawal came on the eve of the rescheduled White House Correspondents' Dinner, a timing that underscores the administration's decision to back down from its battle with the media. Moving to the Middle East, oil markets surged as new conflict opened a critical shipping lane. Brent crude briefly surged above $100 a barrel Thursday for the first time since May after Iranian-backed Houthi militants attacked two oil tankers in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait in the Red Sea. The attack sent Brent crude up more than 6% before prices eased slightly below $100 by Friday. The BBC reports oil prices hit their highest level in months, while Al Jazeera reports experts are watching Red Sea tanker movements closely. Analysts say Houthi attacks are currently shaping who moves Saudi crude rather than whether it moves. The Red Sea escalation adds new pressure to global energy markets already strained by ongoing U.S.-Iran military operations. In market news, technology stocks took a tumble this week as investors questioned when massive AI infrastructure spending will translate into financial returns. That's the parallax for Friday, July 24th.